This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Jeffrey Johnson. Today's date is August 29, 2023. Patient last name is Johnson, J-O-H for house, N for Nancy, S for Sam, O, N for Nancy. His first name is Jeffrey, J for Joy, E for Europe, F for Frank, E for Europe, R, Y. Date August 29, 2023. New paragraph. He's a 62-year-old male patient who has come for the evaluation in relation to his hyperlipidemia, coma, history of smoking for almost 45 years, and history of consuming 8 cups of coffee per day, period. He is here to evaluate for any significant coronary artery disease, period, new paragraph. He denies having any chest pain, coma, chest tightness, coma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. He says if he's asked to walk, he will be able to walk 3 to 4 miles, but he does not do any regular walking because his work involves significant amount of physical activity, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of palpitation or cough with expectoration, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period problem. And no history of edema of feet, period, new paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, period. He says his blood pressure at home is generally around 120 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. History of elevated cholesterol level and triglyceride level, for which he was prescribed medication about 1 month ago, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. So, social history. He has smoked 1 pack a day for 45 years, period. He takes about 8 cups of coffee per day, period. He does not take alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father died in his 70s due to multiple sclerosis, period. Mother is alive at the age of 82 and in good health, period. New paragraph. Personal history is 5 feet 8 inch tall, period. His weight is 207 pounds, period. He remains active and he works as a repairman for elevators. E for Europe, L for Larry, E for Europe, V for Victor, A for Apple, T for Tom, O, R, S, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsal speed is 2 by 4, period. Left dorsal speed is stress, T for Tom, R, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, stress to 1 out of 4, period. Both posterior tibials are 4 out of 4, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity, 130 over 90, 90, millimeters of mercury, period. As mentioned above, patient says his blood pressure at home is generally around 120 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. That is 1 plus S4, period. No S3 or any significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with the heart rate 74 beats per minute and a left axis deviation, period. New paragraph. The analysis. The patient has a risk factor of smoking one pack a day for 45 years and consuming 8 cups of coffee per day, period. He has a risk factor of hypercholesterolemia and hypertriglyceridemia, period. His blood pressure in the hospital, in the office is not controlled, period. He claims his blood pressure at home is controlled, period. The patient elevated triglyceride level medicine and elevated LDL level medicines are already being taken by the patient for last 1 month, period. The patient is on gemfibrozil, G, E for Europe, M for Mary, F for Frank, I for India, B for Boy, R, O, Z for Zebra, I for India, L for Larry. 600 milligram twice a day for last 1 month, period. Atorvastatin, 10 milligram in the morning for last 1 month, period. He's advised to continue same medicine, but depending on his lipid panel in about 2.5 weeks, plan will be made accordingly, period. New paragraph. Patient was advised low salt, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet, and he was also advised to lose about 10 pound weight gradually, period. He was offered dietary consult, but patient said he will manage his diet on his own, period. The new paragraph. Patient was also advised coronary calcium score, period. Pros and cons were explained, and then depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. He was advised to gradually stop smoking and do regular walking, but avoid overexertion or do walking when the weather is good, period. He was asked to bring his home blood pressure measurement records along with his blood pressure instrument at the time of next visit in about 3 weeks, period. The patient understood various suggestions well, and then he agreed to follow the advice and do coronary calcium score, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, comma, discussion of clinical finding and workup to define coronary artery disease, plus advice about the diet and activity, and pros and cons of coronary calcium score, period. He understood various suggestions well, and he said he will follow the advice, period, new paragraph. Initial impression number one, hyperlipidemia, period. Number two, mildly elevated blood pressure, period. Next sign. Number three, mild obesity, period. Next line, number four, history of long-term smoking, which is about one pack a day for 45 years, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.